Lawmakers are giving impassioned speeches in what is considered a historic day that could end with the House voting to impeach President Donald Trump. They've just voted on the rules for considering the two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, and begun debating the articles themselves. The talking points from lawmakers line up along party lines. Here's Democrat Representative Jim McGovern of Massachusetts.
This is a democracy-defining moment. History will judge us by whether we keep intact that fragile republic handed down to us by our forebears more than 200 years ago, or whether we allow it to be changed forever. For the sake of our country's future, I hope and I pray that my colleagues will make the right decision.
And here's the Republican Congresswoman Debbie Lesko of Arizona.
This is the most partisan impeachment in the history of the United States. Not one Republican voted for it in Judiciary Committee, not one Republican voted for it in rules, and not one Republican, I don't think, is going to vote for it here today. Madam Speaker, this is a sad day. I believe the Democrats are tearing this country apart. They're tearing families apart.
Both sides are framing this as a historic moment with long-lasting implications for American democracy. For more on today's vote, we're joined by NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. And Claudia, of course, we expect the articles to pass. President Trump will likely be impeached. But tell us what we're witnessing today. Is there anything new that's happening?
Yes, at this moment, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Chairman Nadler, has taken to the podium. He is doing the opening remarks on these articles. They have just wrapped up this vote, setting the procedure, moving on to the actual debate on these articles of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress that have been set against President Trump so far. And after several more hours of debate, we're expecting them to potentially vote on this later this evening. We're hearing estimates anywhere from 7 to 8 p.m. And so far, they are on track with all their estimates. As you know, Capitol Hill can be a very fluid place in terms of timing and when things happen. But it looks like they're right on track. And so we expect a series of more of these emotional speeches we've heard on the floor today.
Mm-hmm. At this point, do we have any sense of how many Democrats might vote against the articles?
Now, that is still a moving target. We do know of two Democrats who are likely to vote against the impeachment inquiry. They include Representative Collin Peterson of Minnesota and Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey. They are expected to vote no. And one Democrat has already said he is splitting his vote. Jared Golden of Maine has said he will split his vote between the articles, voting yes for the abuse of power, but no on obstruction of Congress. But in the end, we expect a very small share of these Democrats to vote no. As many of these, even though they're in moderate districts that went for President Trump in his election, have already said, these Democrats have already said that despite this, they will vote for the articles. And it's part of their oath that they are standing by, they say.
And you mentioned Representative Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey, who may be leaving the Democratic Party, he says, because of impeachment. Now, Republicans attacked the process. Democrats, of course, defended it. Representative Jim McGovern of the House Rules Committee pointed out that President Trump refused to take part. Remind us why the president wasn't part of the House impeachment process.
Yes, the president was very defensive throughout this House impeachment inquiry. He's repeatedly called it a sham and refused to participate formally in the process. He has, of course, slammed it on Twitter or via comments with his allies or publicly to the press. He was given multiple opportunities to appear, have lawyers appear on his behalf through a series of House impeachment inquiry hearings, but refused. He also directed a number of witnesses not to appear or submit testimony. He focused instead most of his efforts on the Senate. And that's where, assuming these articles get approved later today, that the Senate will hold a trial. And he and other White House officials have been meeting with Senate Republicans to plot out a robust defense there where he's expected to be acquitted.
Given the way everyone in Congress has framed this as a test of American democracy, do you expect things to go back to normal, to legislating as usual, when the House sends impeachment to the Senate?
you can easily say that normal left the neighborhood here when President Trump, exactly, when President Trump was elected. It just set a new standard for politics here in Washington. And with impeachment, that's been ramped up, that partisan feel here on Capitol Hill. And I expect that will continue. I am amazed, though, that these lawmakers are still working on deals. Yesterday, the House approved a spending measure to continue funding the government past Friday. Tomorrow, they're expected to vote on a trade agreement. So it's possible that they could get back to some sort of new normal, if you will. But it remains to be seen if they do.
That's NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Claudia, thanks.
Thanks for having me.